there's a good chance you've never heard of Carl Mays. He played on teams with Babe Ruth, had a 15-year major league career, and won over 200 games as a starting pitcher. Many players like Mays are in the Baseball Hall of Fame. His story, and the reason he may not be in that prestigious hall, is this edition of The American Countryside. Ann Duckworth shares the story of a hometown hero who grew up near Mansfield, Missouri.
His father died when he was 10 and left his mother with 8 children to raise, and he had a very rough childhood.
Carl Mays overcame those challenges to excel at the game of baseball. He entered the major leagues as a pitcher in 1915.
He started out with the Boston Red Sox. He and Babe came up at the same time. They played on the same minor league team, and they had just pitched that way to their World Series, and they sent them on to Boston.
That's Babe, as in Babe Ruth. The two were lifelong friends, playing on the same teams for most of their careers. Kathy Short notes that Mays played in 4 World Series, 2 with the Red Sox and 2 with the Yankees.
In one World Series, he went 33 and a third innings without walking a batter. In one, he pitched 2 back-to-back games on the same day. We don't see pitchers doing that today.
He was one of only 6 pitchers in history to lead the league in both wins and saves in the same season. When Mays came back to Mansfield, he often joined in games for the hometown Grays. At one point, he outfitted the team.
He gave uniforms. We have pictures of the Grays in uniforms that say New York across the front. He would play with the kids in the area. The main thing is for me, you know, Carl did not forget his community, and we did not want his community to forget him.
The Historical Society shares the story of Mays. While his career is worthy of the Baseball Hall of Fame, it is perhaps one pitch that keeps him from the honor. That story next time as we travel the countryside. In Mansfield, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCrae.